Mariachi is very important to the Latino community. The Mexican folk music is played at quinceañeras, weddings and celebrations of all sorts. But rarely is it heard in the world of opera until now. Rosalinda Verde runs the Visalia Opera Company and is a classically trained opera singer.
When I hear mariachi, I feel very connected and rooted all of a sudden.
She decided to fuse the two art forms together this summer to create a mariachi opera called El Bracero, which is thought to be the second of its kind in the world.
Opera is to tell a story through song, and that's what we're doing. We're using traditional mariachi songs that people will know and recognize, so that will kind of bring them into the story.
The Visalia native witnessed the first mariachi opera earlier this year by Mariachi Vargas, titled Cruzar la Cara de la Luna.
I saw it in San Diego. It was also an immigrant story. And at the end of it, you could hear people bawling, crying. So I thought, wow. I wanted to do that actual opera, but they're still performing it, so I can't get the rights to that, so we had to write our own.
El Bracero is set in the 40s and is about life in the Bracero program, which made a way for Mexican nationals to work temporarily in the U.S.
Buenos días, mijo. ¿Cómo estás? Me dicen que tu abuela me quiere hacer unas preguntas.
That's Rosalinda's father, Francisco Verde, who narrates the story.
How many times have you ever heard opera being shared in the Mexican heritage? Never. The ballet folklorico has always been in existence, but now it's going to come in with the mariachis and opera and acting.
The opera is inspired by the story of Verde's parents and that of Noé Prado, who came to the States during World War II as part of the Bracero program as a legal farm laborer. In the story, he falls in love and travels to the United States to make a living so he can support the love of his life.
They needed someone to bring in that harvest. And so they reached out to Mexico and they said, hey, lend us a helping hand. And that's what Bracero means, lend us a hand.
Noé Prado's daughter, Noelvia, plays herself in the opera. She was pulled in last minute when the actor playing her got sick.
Growing up, my dad always made it a very important part of our life to know our roots and know what he came from.
When Verde learned about the story of Prado's father, she was inspired to create an opera based on his life.
This is their story, including just the true hard labor of working the fields. All the promises that the U.S. had made did not turn out to be in a lot of the instances.
The marriage of mariachi and opera is important to a region with a population that's predominantly Latino. Donald Enriquez is an ethnomusicology professor at Fresno State.
The style of singing of mariachi has been very much tied to the sound of opera. It has a history, even though the sound of that trained vocal sound with rural instruments is kind of a contradiction, I guess you might say.
Enriquez says Central California is the perfect place for the creation of new Hispanic theme art forms like mariachi opera.
In the valley, of course, you have the long history of Bracero program and a lot of music in the valley. There's so much connection, history tied to the music. Those feelings of home, they're not going to go away.
Back in Visalia, Rosalinda Verde's first mariachi opera was performed Saturday in the city's historic Oval Park.
I feel like it's a very good marriage, simply because we can. We live in the valley and we are open to creating new things here.
Over 400 people attended the outdoor opera, and Verde says she'll have one more performance this year. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Ezra David Romero.